This is Audible.
Ticonderoga, the series, Season 1, Volume 1, by Jerry Robbins. The American Colonies, 1759. England is at war with France. Fighting in the dark forests of New York is furious and bloody as the Huron and Abenaki warriors have allied themselves with the French. The English now hold the fort that overlooks Lake Champlain, where it joins with Lake George. Control of this strategic narrow water passage means control of the North and South Water Highway. The fort is named for the peninsula it stands on, Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. The starring players.
This is Jerry Robbins.
J.T. Turner.
Joseph Zamparelli.
And this is Dashiell Ebbett.
Ticonderoga. The exciting adventure set during the French and Indian War. It stars Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor. J.T. Turner as Degadawidda. Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell. And Dashiell Ebbett as Adam Taylor. Tonight's episode, The New Subaltern.
Huron.
I agree.
Close, but where?
Let us wait here, by these rocks.
War party?
It must be. Did any patrols leave the fort this morning?
No. With the exception of the sentries, everyone's on work detail fixing the damage from the explosion. What?
Drums?
But from where? Whoever they are, they've got a fight on their hands. Let's go!
You're certain that no patrols left the fort?
Positive!
How are you certain?
Because I was awake all night, standing on the south rampart over the south gate. None came in, and no one came out. There!
You're up.
Take them! Tomahawks!
They're retreating.
Let them go. Small detachment.
No more than 10 men.
Who would send a detachment this small out into this country?
They are all dead, Taylor.
Listen. One of them's alive.
Here. Over here.
Where is he wounded?
He is bleeding from the back of his head. He must have been hit with a war club. He's no more than a boy.
An officer nonetheless. I'll fix a bandage for his wound. Check each man in case anyone else survived.
And then we must leave. The Huron will return for scalps.
I know.
Proceed. Advance. At the quick. Sergeant, do you...
Stay quiet, son. There. I don't think this drummer will need the front of his waistcoat anymore. Good. Let me wrap it.
No one else is alive. We must hurry.
Take my musket. I'll throw this young lad over my shoulder and we'll be on our way back to Ticonderoga. Got him. Load the muskets on the way. We may need them before we get there.
Lead on.
Mrs. Carswell, there is nothing I can do about it. Orders are orders.
I don't care who ordered what. I have as much right here as anyone. I'm not inside the fort, so why does anyone care?
Mrs. Carswell, there was a major battle here not more than 2 weeks ago.
And your point is?
My point is, staying out here in this tent is dangerous.
It's a marquee, not a tent. You of all people should know the difference, Sergeant Brooks.
Of course I know the difference.
An enlisted man's tent is small. An NCO tent is larger. A captain and junior officer's is larger. But not by much. And then a commanding officer's tent is...
I know all that.
And a sutler's is larger than all of them. Why, I can seat 60 men comfortably in here. Benches, tables, and all.
Mrs. Carswell, the commanding officer has demanded it be taken down and removed at once.
The acting commanding officer, you mean? And he wants it taken down because he lost his money playing a game of chance last night. Honestly, as if I had anything to do with it.
Mother, what are you shouting about? Oh, good afternoon, Sergeant.
Maybe you can talk sense into this mother of yours, Micaiah.
We know it's dangerous outside the walls of the fort. We have to make a living.
You'll lose your scalps.
And what if we do? They're ours to lose if we want to lose them.
What is all the yelling out here? Woman, your pipes are loud enough to wake the dead who still lie on that field.
Captain Campbell.
Acting Commander Campbell, madam. General Amherst has left me in command of this fort in his absence.
Look at how impressed I am.
Oh, you're a regular bug in the bonnet, you know that?
And you're a sore loser. You weren't so concerned for my scalp or Micaiah's last night when you were playing cards. No, it's only when you lost your money that you suddenly had the notion that we were in mortal dangers by having our tavern outside the walls.
Madam, I can assure you I care deeply. Sergeant, I gave you an order. If you can't get an old woman to take her tent down, I'll send a company of grenadiers over here to tear it down, and there won't be much left afterwards. Sir.
Sentry at the fort.
Look, at the far end of the field.
Looks like Captain Taylor and the Garda Widow.
Carrying someone.
Sergeant, on me!
I wonder who it is. There hasn't been any patrols out.
I don't know, but at least they have something else to think about now.
Do you think that Captain Campbell may be right?
He's a Scotsman. Of course he isn't right.
Taylor, the Garda Widow, what have you got there?
A young officer, Campbell. He was with a very small company about 3 miles from here. They were ambushed by the Huron, and he's the only one who survived.
Survived? It looks like he's dead.
Unconscious. War club to the head.
Sergeant, take the young lieutenant from the captain. Here, I'll take your musket.
I've got him.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Bring him to the dispensary.
Yes, sir.
Huron, you say?
A small party of 20.
Could it have been a hunting party, do you think? I thought the Huron would leave us alone, seeing as how half of them went with the French into Canada.
It was a war party, make no mistake.
And the fool lieutenant had them beating the drums.
Oh, I'll have a talk with him he won't soon forget, assuming he ever regains consciousness.
The Sutler's Tavern. I've been thinking about a mug of rum for the past 3 miles.
Well, it'll be your last.
Why's that?
Because I've ordered best to close it down.
Close it down? Why?
Why? You just fought off a Huron war party, and you have to ask why? Taylor, it's too dangerous. What if the Huron attacked?
Then Bess and Micaiah would get inside the fort.
Not if it were a surprise attack in the middle of the night.
Given that some of the walls in the fort have crumbled to the ground, I would say that she wouldn't be much safer inside rather than out.
Whose side are you on?
The side of logic.
I don't recall asking you to gather with her.
That is right. You did not.
I will say this, Taylor. Heavy hangs the head that wears the crown.
What crown?
My crown, as commander of this fort.
They gave you a crown, did they?
It's a phrase, and you know it. All the responsibilities I have. Getting the fort rebuilt, burying the dead from the battle, which we are close to finished with, thank goodness. The tavern and a tent outside the walls, and now this new subaltern that got his first command killed at the hands of the Huron. Beating a drum like he was on a parade ground.
He's not the only officer that has done that. The only ones who know better are the dead from trying and the ones who were with them and survived.
If this youngster is right off the boat from England, of course he's going to march in with fife and drums.
He'll know it by the time I finish with him.
I have no doubt. I recommend going easy on him. He's already had a war club to the back of his head.
Brandy?
Hmm.
Are you almost finished with washing those mugs?
No. I was thinking. If we could hire a helper, I'd be able to go hunting. We could sell turkey, duck, rabbit. Think of all the money we could make.
If you think I'm going to let you go out in those woods filled with murderous Huron looking for a scalp just like yours, then you don't know me as well as you should. And me being your mother and all.
Hello, Micaiah.
Adam.
I'm ready.
Not now.
You said I could start this afternoon, and it's afternoon.
I haven't asked her yet.
What?
He said he didn't ask me yet.
Uh-oh. Adam, you didn't wait for the signal. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember what it was. So I thought I'd waited long enough, and you probably already gave it.
You thought wrong.
Adam, what is this about?
Micaiah said that you would hire me to wash the dishes and keep the tables clean.
Oh, he did?
Yes, and that way he could go hunting.
I see.
Isn't that a good idea?
The Gather Widow.
Sergeant Rook, this is an evil place, this field of the dead.
Yes, a lot of brave men buried here. You were at that first battle in 58?
And the second, when the French deserted the fort.
I was here for that. Not in 58. The 42nd marched right into it.
Yes.
Brave men.
This field shall be forever haunted. We shall hear the dead crying in the night.
Enough of that, Dagatawida. You're giving me the shivers.
The spirits who dwell in this place are very powerful. We must always respect them.
Oh, I respect them, all right. I don't want them rising up at night to see that I do.
Johnny so long at the fair.
What?
Oh, dear, what can
That's
the matter
not the ghost singing, I hope.
No, the from the main road. Oh, I will look. What can
the matter not without me, you won't.
He promised he'd bring me a bunch of blue ribbons. He promised he'd bring me a bunch of blue ribbons. He promised he'd bring me a bunch of blue ribbons to tie up my bonny brown hair. Oh, dear, what can the matter be, dear, dear? What can the matter be? Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Johnny so long at the fair. Oh, dear. Oh, oh, heathens, where's my pistol?
Whoa!
Unhand my horse, you savage, and don't scalp me because this is only a wig. Oh, go ahead and laugh. When I find my pistol, you stop laughing fast enough.
Well, well, what have we here?
What you have is a bloodthirsty warrior ready to lift my scalp.
The only thing I want to lift is a glass of wine from a good vintage.
He was... what did you say?
I was saying that a glass of wine is something I would like at the moment. Not to see what is under your wig.
Well, you're an Indian, aren't you?
I am Mohawk.
I am Belbo Cockney. I was born within earshot of Bow Bells.
What?
You know, the bells of St. Mary Le Bow. In East Cheapside, London.
I have never heard of them.
And you, soldier, am I getting close to civilization?
Yes, the fort is directly ahead.
Thank you, love.
Might I ask...
Ask what?
What the devil are you doing out here in this country?
I'm looking for work, my lovely china plate.
Out here?
Where there's a fort, there's work.
Oh. Oh. Come now, none of that is allowed at the fort. We've got a lot of work to get done, and I'll not have the men fighting over...
Hold on there, Charlie. What kind of a lady do you think I am?
A lady like you looking for work at a fort?
Shame on you for thinking such things. I'm a tavern girl. I wait tables and I entertain the customers with my talents.
What kind of talents?
I tell jokes. I sing. I can draw portraits that are quite lifelike, or so I've been told. But I draw the line at what you're alluding to. Just what kind of a lady do you think I am?
You said that already. Do you really want me to answer?
We'll guide you to the fort, Miss...
Love Twistle. Gertie Love Twistle.
Miss Love Twistle.
From East Cheapside.
Right.
Near the bells of St. Mary Le Bow.
Yes.
How far from the fort?
About a mile.
Wonderful. Now, if Mr. Mohawk would release Daisy, we could proceed.
Dagada Widda.
What?
My name is Dagada Widda.
Is it?
And I am Sergeant Rook, 44th Regiment.
Oh, now that we're all acquainted. Get up, Daisy. He promised to buy me a basket of posies, a garland of lilies, a garland of roses, a little straw hat to set off the blue ribbon that ties up my bonny brown hair. Oh, dear.
How long will it take you to get the walls repaired?
I've got men working on it day and night. I'm hoping before the snow falls. And I'm not afraid to tell you that I'm surprised the Huron have not already attacked. I tell you, that patrol getting ambushed today makes me wonder if they're not getting ready for it.
Maybe Dagada Widda and I should head out tonight, take a look.
No, it's too risky. We'll keep the cannon at the northeast bastion, that's easy to breach, and a sharp lookout everywhere else. There's a lot of open field they need to cross before they reach the walls. We'll spot them. What is it?
Sir, the officer's regained consciousness and wishes to speak with you.
Oh, he has he? Wishes to speak with me, does he? I think I'd rather speak with him. If you'll excuse me, Taylor, I need to inform this young lad in the error of his ways.
I think I'll come with you.
No offense, Taylor, but this is an army matter.
No offense taken, Carlton, but I carried him over my shoulders for 3 miles, and I'm hoping to meet him.
Suit yourself. Well, well, there you are. You're looking a sight lot better than when you arrived.
Yes. Who do I have to thank for being here?
That will be Captain William Taylor here.
Captain Taylor, I owe you my life, for I was certain I was at the end of it.
Well, I'm glad we were
indeed able... you were at the end of it. Where did you start out from, laddie?
From Fort Edward.
And not a soul there told you you don't beat the drums in the forest, especially in Huron country?
Actually, it was...
Subalterns. Curious creatures, Captain Taylor. They buy their commissions and put on their uniforms, and suddenly they're soldiers who know how to command.
That's not quite...
And they don't know that when their commander is in the room wearing his gorget and sash, that he is not to speak unless given permission. See, laddie, I like you. I do. You got a kind face.
Do I?
You do. You can take my word for it. I like it so much that I think it would be a shame to have a Huron tomahawk buried right in the middle of it. Not only would it be unbecoming, it would hurt worse than the hammers of Hades pounding on your brain after a night of rum at the tavern.
Is there a tavern?
Not for you, there ain't. I'll not have a subaltern under my command getting drunk on rum, not in front of the men. Discipline is the thing, laddie. Now, getting back to your patrol... You lost all your men. All of them. You were ambushed good and proper. And the drum told every Huron for miles where you and your men could be found.
Carlton, I think that under the circumstances...
Captain Taylor, if the lad is going to learn how to survive in this miserable country, he'll need to hear the truth. Now, laddie, you failed. You lost all your men. That is a fact. You need to understand the difference between a parade ground and a battleground. I'm going to have you train with Sergeant Rook. He's the best we have, and you'll learn a lot from him. He will make certain you know the drills and the bayonet tactics. For he cannot give orders till you understand what the orders involve. I've seen subalterns march men into a stone wall because they didn't remember that when they are facing the men, that their left is their right, and that their right is their left. It gets complicated, especially when things are moving quickly.
I understand all that.
Oh, see, Taylor, I have yet to meet a subaltern that didn't think he knew everything. Laddie, I'll be patient. Sergeant Rook may not be as patient as I.
That is good to hear. A strong sergeant is quite important.
See, Taylor, he's acting like he knows.
Maybe he does.
Nah.
May I ask your name?
I did not hear you ask permission to speak.
Permission to speak.
Permission to speak.
Sir, permission to speak, sir.
Granted.
May I ask your name?
My manners. I'm Captain Carlton Campbell, 42nd Highlanders.
Yes, I could tell from your buttons.
Aye.
The famous Black Watch.
Aye.
And Captain Taylor, you are...
I'm Chief of Scouts.
Ah, that explains how you came to my rescue.
We were close by.
And for that I am most thankful. Captain Campbell, we were not beating the drum. We were marching in silence. The drum came from off the trail. We stopped and turned to march toward the sound of the drum. As soon as we turned, the Hurons sprang out of the brush behind us. We never saw them, and most of the men died having never faced their enemy. Myself and four others fought the best we could. I remember nothing else until I awoke here. The Huron were beating the drum.
And who might you be, laddie? Are you first or second lieutenant?
Neither. I'm Colonel Jeremy Martin, 44th Regiment. I have been sent here to take full command of Fort Ticonderoga.
Ah. Permission to speak, sir?
Granted.
Might I go out into the hallway, sir, so I can promptly kill myself?
Be my guest, Captain.
Would you like to borrow my pistol?
La 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 la.
Who is that?
I don't know. She sure is beautiful.
How can you tell? She's got more paint on her face than an Abenaki warrior.
Who on earth is that?
That's what we were just wondering.
And here, Miss Love Twistle, is the tavern owned by Mrs. Bess Carswell. Allow me to help you down.
Where do you suppose she came from?
I don't know where she came from, but I have a pretty good hunch as to where she thinks she's staying.
Mrs. Carswell, may I introduce Miss Gertie Love Twistle, and Miss Love Twistle, meet Mrs. Bess Carswell.
I'm so happy to meet you. And you are?
Micaiah. Micaiah Carswell.
Nice to meet you, Micaiah. And is this another Carswell?
I'm Adam Taylor.
He's the son of our Chief of Scouts.
Oh, how nice. I don't know what that means, but it's nice just the same.
It means that the Chief of Scouts is my father.
Oh, that part I understood.
What brings you to Ticonderoga, Miss Love Bristle?
Twistle, not bristle.
Doesn't really matter. Just passing through.
Passing? Oh, no! Why, no? I was at Fort Edward. They have a lovely tavern there, but they told me to leave.
Why?
The tavern keeper's wife demanded it. I wasn't doing a thing except selling lots of spirits and food and sang a song now and then, told some funny stories, and the next thing I knew, I was on a wagon being pulled by old Daisy there. Can you imagine?
Yes, actually.
Why did you not travel south to Albany?
Oh, that's just the thing, Degarda. I thought I was.
When you saw the sun rising in the morning, did you not know you were headed the wrong way?
Degarda, I have not seen the sunrise in many a year. Sunrise is the most depressing time of day. I can't open my eyes before 10.
The day is half gone by 10.
Micaiah, please.
You can imagine how happy I was when I heard there was a fort only a day or two ahead.
Who told you that?
Two men. I think they were fur trappers, but I don't know. They spoke with French accents, and they were hard to understand. You know the French.
French?
Did they say anything else?
I just asked if I was getting close to a settlement, and they told me Fort Car-Ill.
Carry on.
Right. They said it was a day or so ahead. So that's where I headed, and here I am. But you said the name of the fort was
Ticonderoga. The French called it Carrion. After we took it, we renamed it Ticonderoga.
That's Indian for the place between two waters.
Oh, and there's the water right down there.
Did the men say anything else?
Only that they were planning on visiting the fort with some friends.
I see.
If you will excuse me, ladies.
I need to go with the Garda Widow. Good afternoon.
Well, Mrs. Carswell, I was wondering...
I'm afraid I'm fully staffed.
We are?
Especially after I just hired Adam as the new dishwasher.
You did?
Yes, you start in 1 hour.
Thank you, Mrs. Carswell.
Oh...
Taylor, I wouldn't be surprised if he had me shot at sunrise.
If that were the case, you'd be locked up. Carlton, you had no way of knowing.
Oh, you should have stopped me.
You were unstoppable. You know how you can get.
True. It's my only fault. Come in.
Sorry to disturb you, Captain, but Colonel Martin wishes to see you and Captain Taylor.
Very well.
Do you want a blindfold when they shoot you?
Enter. I dislike calling you into the dispensary, gentlemen, but I'm still quite out of sorts.
A war club is a powerful weapon. You need to stay in bed at least 2 more days.
Are you a doctor as well, Captain Taylor?
No, but I've had experiences with the war club.
You were hit with one?
Not me, but a man under my command was. He was hit in the head, same as you, sir, and he seemed to recover. But 2 days later, he collapsed, and he was gone.
Dear me. I must be careful.
And if there's anything I can do for you?
Captain, there's nothing wrong with the way you spoke to me. I'm aware that you thought me a junior officer, and had you known my correct rank, you never would have done so. All is forgiven, and we shall say no more of it.
Oh, thank you, Colonel.
I wish to rest today, but tomorrow, if you could give me a full report on where we stand with the repairs and garrison strength, I would greatly appreciate it.
Of course, sir.
Enter.
Captain Campbell, sir, I would like to report...
Sergeant.
Sir?
Please issue your report to me.
Sir?
Do it.
Sir, I beg to report that we have reason to believe there are French scouts in the area, and that they, perhaps with the help of the Huron, could be planning an attack.
What?
You got a widow?
I believe we need to scout.
I agree.
Captain Campbell, perhaps we should have the garrison strength report now, rather than tomorrow.
Aye, Colonel.
Colonel, with your permission, I'd like to scout the area.
Yes, of course.
Degatawitta, let's see what's out there.
You've been listening to Ticonderoga, starring Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor, J.T. Turner as Degatawitta, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor.
Co-starring were Colin Budzina as Colonel Martin, Cynthia Pape as Bess Caswell, Andrew Monroe as Micaiah Caswell, Robin Gabrielli as Sergeant Rook, and Shayna Dirick as Gertie. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by Seth Adam Scher. Executive producer was Mark Vanderberg, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. For the Colonial Radio Theatre on the air, this is David Alt speaking.
The American Colonies, 1759. England is at war with France. Fighting in the dark forests of New York is furious and bloody as the Huron and Abenaki warriors have allied themselves with the French. The English now hold the fort that overlooks Lake Champlain, where it joins with Lake George. Control of this strategic narrow water passage means control of the North and South Water Highway. The fort is named for the peninsula it stands on. Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. The starring players.
This is Jerry Robbins.
J.T. Turner.
Joseph Zamparelli.
And this is Dashiell Evatt.
Ticonderoga. The exciting adventure set during the French and Indian War. It stars Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor, J.T. Turner as Degatawitta, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor. Tonight's episode, Eyes in the Wilderness.
I don't understand.
There's nothing to understand. You're staying here.
But why?
Because it's dangerous, that's why.
Dangerous. After all we've been through together, you, me, Captain Campbell, Dakota Widder, we're like an army.
Captain Campbell is staying here, as are you. Think of it as dividing our forces.
It's not fair.
I don't have time to explain it.
I thought you'd trust me.
I do, but right now I need you to trust me. And I think it's best for you to stay here this time.
This time?
Right.
Meaning I may be able to go another time?
Yes.
Very well, Father. You don't like it when I call you that? You said I was your son now.
Just, takes some getting used to, I guess.
Oh.
I don't see why I'm washing these mugs. I thought you hired Adam.
I did.
Then why isn't he washing them?
Most likely because he isn't here. Now a little less complaining and a little more washing.
Here she comes again.
Oh,
no. Mrs. Caswell, oh, don't turn away. I need a word with you, love.
I have a turkey on the fire that I need to tend to.
Mrs. Caswell, there's talk around the fort.
What kind of talk?
About me.
What are they saying?
Well, it ain't easy to say.
They say she's a floozy.
And it's not true.
What do you expect them to think? You're dressed like a loose city woman and you ain't working.
I ain't working because you won't hire me. And I only own 2 dresses and I did come from the city. But I ain't a floozy. I don't floose, flirt or frolic. And on that you can depend on.
Look, Gertie, I'd like to help you. I really would.
No, you wouldn't.
Wash the dishes. It's just that I already got 2 boys working for me. And there ain't a lot of money to be had at this fort either, in case you didn't notice.
It's just that this is what I do best.
Sorry I'm late.
What kept you?
Nothing.
Well, here. You can take over.
What am I supposed to do?
Wash the mugs.
All right.
I'm very punctual.
What shall I do now?
Go turn the turkey.
Why not hire her, Mother? The soldiers will like her.
They will.
I have no doubt. You worked in a tavern before?
I did. The 3 Arrows Tavern in Saratoga. The proprietor was Jedediah Shipley.
Did he send a letter with you?
No. He died. Clutched his heart and went face first into a hot shepherd pie right out of the oven. Oh, it was a terrible sight to behold.
Seems to me you would have headed to Albany, which is a lot closer to Saratoga.
I was going there. I got lost and ended up at Fort Edward and then here.
Albany is south. Ticonderoga is north.
I was letting the horse lead the way.
I don't understand how you... Never mind.
There isn't anything else I can do here.
The fort was just won from the French a mere 2 weeks ago. Most of it is in ruins, and all I've got is a tent for a tavern.
It's a very big tent.
But a tent, nevertheless.
Just give me a chance, love.
All right.
No, thank you.
Just a chance. If I don't like your work... Out you go.
You regret it, Mrs. Mrs. What was your name again?
Boss.
Boss! Boss! Oh, I like it.
Adam, you take care of yourself.
I will.
What are you doing?
Mrs. Caswell hired me to help with her tavern.
Ah, very good.
He most likely didn't have time to tell you, Captain Taylor. I only hired him less than an hour ago.
I think you got yourself a good worker, Bess.
I think so.
Captain Taylor, Dakota Widder.
Kaya.
You going scouting?
We're going to have a look around.
Trouble?
Just a look around.
Can I go with you? I've got a musket.
Not this time.
But why not?
Because it's dangerous, that's why.
That's right.
Maybe some other time.
That's right, too.
And it's not easy to be out in the wilderness scouting and turning a turkey on a spit at the same time. Get back to it, boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Adam is sounding a lot like you.
Hmm. Adam? I'll see you when we return.
Captain Taylor is a fine man. Yes, indeed.
He called you Bess. I thought your name was Boss.
I... Never mind.
You sent for me, sir.
Aye, that I did. I cannot help but notice that the so-called tavern is still in operation. It's supposed to be closed.
Yes, but...
But what?
Those were your orders, sir.
I know they were my orders.
When you were acting commander, sir.
Orders are orders. What's your point?
Colonel Martin, sir.
What about Colonel Martin?
He requested it remain open, Captain. He said that without it, the fort will turn into a powder keg. He said the men need it.
Ah. That's what he said, huh?
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, then. Carry on, Sergeant.
Sir!
Do you have a different opinion on the matter, Captain?
No, Colonel, sir.
I am sorry if I counted your order, Captain. I thought it best for it to remain open.
Begging the Colonel's pardon, should you be up in a boat?
Just for a few moments. It's a remarkable view from this bastion. The lake is beautiful. It belies the death that surrounds it.
Aye, that it does.
You fought in the Battle of Carrion?
I did.
What was it like?
You couldn't see the green on the field from the blood which turned it red. You couldn't see the blue in the sky from the white and the black of the smoke. You couldn't hear the wail of the pipes from the screams of the dying. And you couldn't see the faces of the French, because we never got close enough. I know that when I pass through the gates and enter heaven, that I have already been to hell. That's what it was like, Connor. Sir.
And they're still out there, the French.
We saw them in their boats headed to Canada, but given the latest news, it's possible some remain behind.
We just don't know how many.
That's what Captain Taylor and Gadawida will find out.
You know them well?
Aye.
And the Huron?
The Huron are out there. Aye. Probably watching you and me standing here at this bastion at this very moment.
You're trying to scare me, Captain.
Not I, sir. They're watching. Of that you can be certain.
That turkey smells good.
It should. It's been cooking for almost 8 hours. Takes a long time on a spit over a fire.
Oh.
But it's done. Grab the other end of the spit and help me lift it over to the table.
All right.
It's a heavy one. Sure is. I got lucky. Shot it yesterday. Must be 25 pounds.
I would agree. There!
Are you finished with washing the mugs and plates?
For now, yes.
I'm thinking this turkey will bring us a few coins tonight.
I know it will. It's better than the stew they make in the fort.
I'm also thinking it might be good to go get another one. And if we happen to spot those Frenchmen, maybe get a prisoner or two.
What? You heard what my father said.
Yes, I heard. But he won't be angry if we get us some Frenchmen. Get your musket and meet me down at the fort road.
I don't know, Micaiah. What about your mother?
She'd love another turkey.
Here. They went down here. They're following the shoreline.
Away from the fort.
Yes.
Looking at the tracks, I'm guessing 4 men?
4.
Maybe they were cut off during the final siege of the main army left without them.
Why would they have been out here? Why were they not in the fort?
Spying.
We attacked in force in plain sight. There was not much to spy on that they could not see from the bastions of the fort.
That's true. Deserters, maybe?
Perhaps. When Colonel Martin was attacked, we heard a drum.
Right.
It played a precise military beat. I do not think a Huron would play like that. These Frenchmen are with the Huron.
I believe you are right. Let's see where the tracks lead.
Sergeant Rook!
Sir! Yes, sir.
I see you moved 2 guns to the southwest bastion, but not enough men to man the position.
The gun crew is full strength, Captain.
Aye, but I want at least 6 muskets as well.
I'll need to take them off work detail, sir.
Then do so.
If I didn't know better, sir, I would say we were expecting an attack.
Precaution, Sergeant. Merely precaution. And after that, bring Mrs. Caswell and her staff into the fort. No men are to be allowed outside the walls until further notice.
Precaution?
Carry on.
Sir. With the lieutenant's permission, 2nd Platoon, 44th, to the southeast bastion, under arms per Captain Campbell's orders.
Is it always this busy, ma'am?
No, busier. I don't understand. We've usually got half the fort in here by now.
It's me.
What?
I know it is. I saw other men was looking at me. Like I was a Drury Lane Vestal.
Don't flatter yourself.
A Drury Lane Vestal is anything but flattery.
I mean, it's not you. Something else is going on.
But what?
Bess.
I knew it. You shut me down, didn't you? I have as much right to...
We're not shutting you down, Bess.
Then why ain't I got any customers?
We need you to move into the fort.
What do you mean?
Just for a short time.
What about my business? What's going on?
I don't know for certain, but I am led to believe that we may be expecting some company.
Well, the more the merrier.
I don't think the sergeant means the kind of company willing to buy drinks. It's a shame to let that turkey go to waste. Gertie, have Micaiah and Adam bring it into the fort. Might as well bring a keg of beer as well. If we're going to be housebound, we may as well enjoy ourselves.
Thank you, Bess.
Micaiah and Adam aren't here.
What do you mean they ain't here?
I saw them going off into the woods with their musket.
What? Why didn't you say anything?
I didn't know it was an unusual thing.
Micaiah, if you don't mind my saying so.
What?
We haven't found any signs of their tracks yet. If there are any.
If Captain Taylor thinks the French are out here, then they're out here.
So are the Huron. And it's been my experience that if we don't find them, then they're going to find us.
Your experience?
Yes.
Are you some famous Indian tracker?
Of course not.
I know you're not. I was making a point.
What point?
That you don't know what you're doing.
Well, neither do you.
I'm older.
What's that mean? Except that your brain has more time to develop its stupidity?
Why?
Ah! What did you do that for?
No one calls me stupid.
And I don't like being told I don't know what I'm doing.
Get up.
Why? So you can knock me down again?
Here. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Listen.
What?
Quick, behind these logs.
What is it?
Just get down. Hurry.
Did you see them?
Huron, full war paint.
I ain't never seen them up close.
They're headed towards the fort.
We should get back there.
And they will be between us and the fort. I thought we came out here to find the French. Did you see any French soldiers with those Indians?
No, but...
Then they're still out here. Let's find them.
I don't see why that matters now.
We just saw 50 or so warriors. There's got to be a lot more with the French. We need to find out so we can warn the fort.
I'm not afraid or anything, but... We might be in over our heads.
Are you coming with me?
Not much of a choice. And to think this was my idea.
Come on.
I think I've made a mistake.
What?
These tracks. We were meant to see them. They let the English lady go. She saw them and they let her go. They knew she would tell of seeing them. We've been following a false trail. Look, the tracks go to the water's edge, as if they were going to cross. But they retraced their steps, and backing up the heel on this shoe did not land where it should have. They have backtracked into the forest.
Circling around to ambush us on the way back?
They would be counting on the English to send a platoon out or a large detachment.
If they've been watching the fort, then they know we've got a skeleton garrison. Drawing a platoon out here will make it even more vulnerable. They're going to attack Ticonderoga and retake it.
Yes.
How much longer are you going to wait out here, boss?
You looked all through the fort.
All through it. And you did too. We have to get inside. They're manning the bastions as if there was going to be a battle.
There just might be. Listen. Do you hear something?
Captain Campbell, sir.
Sergeant.
The men are at the walls as ordered.
Very good, Sergeant.
Are we expecting an attack, sir?
Precaution, Sergeant. I think we might, but I'm not sure.
Captain Campbell?
Colonel! Sir, you should not be out of bed. The doctor said...
I know what the doctor said, Captain, but I'm assigned here to command, not rest.
Aye, sir. A drum. That's that drum again.
It's coming from the north.
The field!
Call the men on the West Demi-Loon to attention, Captain.
Sir! Sergeant!
West Demi-Loon! Shut!
Company commanders to have their men prime and load, Captain.
Company commanders! Prime and load!
Prime and load! Prime and load!
Sergeant, make sure the men at the southeast bastion are to keep a sharp eye. This is our weak spot.
Sir.
On me, Campbell.
That's the last of the poles. There. Why did I have to take it down?
So we don't give cover to the enemy. Mutz gets loaded, and... Here, take this.
A pistol? Me? Shoot? Oh, I couldn't.
Take it.
Oh, I could never shoot anyone.
Shoot him! You got him!
I got him! I didn't think I had it in me. But where did he come from?
There's a large drop-off. Right over there. Goes all the way down to the lake. He must have climbed up.
Well, let's get out of here in case any others are doing the same thing.
I need to find Micaiah.
Right now, that's impossible. We have to hurry.
They're charging!
Captain of artillery?
Captain Hughes.
Captain Hughes, commence firing. Thank you, Captain. Let's hope we fend them off so I'll have time to learn everyone's name.
Aye, sir.
Guns from the fort.
The war party we saw. And here comes another. Get down. That was an even bigger party than the other one.
It was.
Look, someone else is coming. Stay down!
Nous cessons l'effort et l'anglais ne seront pas faibles pour approvisionner leurs forces au Canada.
What are they saying?
Nos alliés indiens devraient prendre des carillons sans effort.
J'espère.
Now! Don't move!
Qu'est-ce que c'est ça?
I said don't move.
The English are recruiting scouts a little on the young side, are they not?
Old enough to capture you.
Yes, but now, what do you do? Are you going to bring us to the fort where my Huron will overwhelm you and torture you?
Torture? If they try, I'll still be able to kill you first.
I am but a small matter in this conflict. Many have died, many will die. It is of little matter what happens to me, as long as the fort is taken.
Confident, aren't you?
Confident? Peut-être. I prefer to think of it as realistic. Your scalps shall be a fine addition to my warrior's belt. And now, my fine young friend, you must kill me, for I most assuredly am going to kill you.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
What?
Captain Taylor!
Drop your weapons.
I had the situation in hand, Father.
I could see how well it was going. We'll discuss this later.
You are optimistic.
Let's blindfold them to Gadawitta. We're taking them to the fort.
But it's under attack.
There's another way in.
I want to get onto those walls and shoot.
Oh, so do I, love. But then I think about a musket ball colliding with my brain pan and I have a sudden change of heart.
They're breaching the southeast bastion! Hold them! Hold them!
Sergeant! Captain Campbell! Second platoon! Fall back! Prime and load! First platoon! Hold your position with bayonet!
We're unable to load the gun, sir! They're on top of us!
First platoon will retire by 12 passes! Second platoon, make ready! Blizzard! Fire! First platoon, prime and load! Second platoon, charge! Bayonet!
Look, the Indians are starting to fall back.
They wanted a taste of English steel. They got it.
We held our ground, especially at the southwest bastion, which is nothing but crumbled ruins, and managed to win the day.
Peut-être. But if the Iran return in greater numbers, I am not certain you will be as lucky.
Perhaps not. But I am certain of one thing. You will not be leading them. Sergeant Rook?
Sir.
Take these two men and lock them up until I can arrange for them to Crown Point.
Sir! This way.
Colonel?
And now, gentlemen, I feel the need to lie down and continue my convalescence.
Sir! He's a fine officer, huh?
He is. And as for you two...
Uh-oh.
Here you go, dearies.
More plates?
Oh, there's lots more where these came from. I finally managed to get a small cart to bring the rest on my next trip. See you in a few minutes.
A small cart.
If we happen to spot those Frenchmen, maybe get a prisoner or two.
What?
But he won't be angry if we get us some Frenchmen.
I may have said that, but you followed me, and I wanted to turn back, but you wouldn't.
And now we not only have to wash all the mugs and plates for the tavern, but for every soldier in the garrison. Every mug and plate for each soldier for a week. Get some more hot water and sand.
All right, all right.
You've been listening to Ticonderoga, starring Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor, J.T. Turner as Degadawida, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor. Co-starring were Colin Budzina as Colonel Martin, Cynthia Pape as Bez Caswell, Robin Gabrielli as Sergeant Rook, Shayna Dirick as Gertie, and Andrew Munro as Micaiah Caswell. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by Seth Adam Scher. Executive producer was Mark van der Berg, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. For the Colonial Radio Theatre on the Air, this is David Ault speaking.
The American Colonies, 1759. England is at war with France. Fighting in the dark forests of New York is furious and bloody as the Huron and Abenaki warriors have allied themselves with the French. The English now hold the fort that overlooks Lake Champlain, where it joins with Lake George. Control of this strategic narrow water passage means control of the North and South Water Highway. The fort is named for the peninsula it stands on, Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. The starring players.
This is Jerry Robbins.
J.T. Turner.
Joseph Zamparelli.
And this is Dashiell Evett.
Ticonderoga. The exciting adventure set during the French and Indian War. It stars Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor. J.T. Turner as Degadawidda. Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell. And Dashiell Evett as Adam Taylor. Tonight's episode, Sutler's Rights.
Ten. 12. We made 12 pounds 10 shillings last night.
Ah, zooks. I thought all there could be had in these parts was fiddler's money.
What's that? Fiddler?
Fiddler's money. Small change and not much of it. It's an expression we use a lot in Cheapside.
Ah.
Near the bells of St. Mary Le Bove.
Here. 2 shillings. That's your pay.
2 shillings? Oh, thank you so much, love. That's very kind of you.
You earned it. The men are really taking to you. And when they take to you, they drink more. You know just how to lead them on so they want another mug of ale.
Oh, now when you say it like that, it makes me sound like a draggle tale.
What's it? Never mind.
It's an easy woman, Bess. An easy woman, and I am not an easy woman.
Of course not. You have your pride.
I do.
And you can't help the way you look.
What do I look like?
An easy woman.
Bess!
No, Mother. It's called a draggle tail.
You keep quiet and keep chopping that wood.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Gertie, get that look off of your face. It's sour and does not become you.
I can't help it. It just happens naturally when I get upset.
What are you upset about?
That you think I look like a draggle tail.
I never said such a thing.
Ladies, good afternoon.
Sergeant Rook, come for an ale?
No.
Rum? I have some nice...
No, nothing for me, thank you.
Well, what can I do for you?
You can come with me.
What?
Colonel Martin wishes to see you.
See me? But why? I haven't done anything illegal.
No one is saying you did, Bess. He just wishes to talk with you.
You can't wait?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Gertie, hold down the fort.
Aye.
Adam.
I don't know where he is. Maybe with the Mohawks scouting the riverbanks?
Who are you talking about?
You know, my father, if that's what I'm supposed to call him.
First, I was not going to ask you about him. I was going to ask what you were doing sitting here by the sally port.
There's a cool breeze that comes through it right off Champlain. It's the only breeze in the entire fort.
And what are you whittling?
Nothing really, just whittling the wood away.
Why are you not sure if you should call Captain Taylor your father? He said he wanted you to be his son.
He seems distant from me. He's changed.
He is nervous.
What?
He is nervous.
But why?
Because he has never had a son before. He doesn't think he knows how to be a father. He wants to. Very much.
I didn't think he knew how to be nervous.
Only where you are concerned.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Mrs. Carswell, Colonel.
Thank you, Sergeant. Please, come in, Mrs. Carswell. If I may. I suppose you want to know why I asked to see you.
Yes.
This has not been an easy first week for me at my new command. First, the Huron attacked me and my escort on the trail. Then I am wounded, the fort is attacked by a relatively small force. Well, it's been a baptism by fire, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care for small talk, do you?
Mm-mm.
Ah, very well. Then I shall come directly to the point. Despite what I said earlier, I have changed my mind, and you must leave Fort Ticonderoga.
Leave?